Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of the heart. We're teaching on this subject. It is very important for you to understand your heart. Remember, we pointed out Ezekiel's prophecy in Ezekiel 36:26, where he says, "A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you." When you are born again, you get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Then you receive the Holy Spirit to dwell in your spirit. There is no evil or no negative in your spirit whatsoever. At the same time, we get a new heart. The new heart is the hidden man of the heart, or the inner man, as we've talked about. And we saw in Hebrews 4:12, where it talks about the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and how the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. There's a difference between the soul and the spirit, and the heart is the link between the spirit and the soul. It is the hidden man of the heart on the inside of us, where the motivations, the reasonings, the inward reasonings, intentions, and purposes come forth. And God is looking upon our heart. It is very important that you have your heart right with God and you keep the Word in your heart. We pointed out why our heart's so important. It's because we believe the Word of God with our heart and we confess it with our mouth that produces the results in our life. Also, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth's going to speak. Whatever is in you in abundance in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth. If you're one who goes around complaining and griping and speaking negatives, then you know what you've let into your heart. If you're one who has full of doubt and unbelief, you have obviously let the doubt and unbelief get into your heart. That's why you've got to get the Word into you. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is speaking forth. In Matthew 13:19, we saw how the Word is sown in the heart and the devil will come to try to take it out of your heart. This is why you've got to keep your heart. Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Now we saw that God looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7, man looks on the outward appearance while God looks on the heart. In fact, we didn't look at the scripture previously, but in 2 Chronicles 16:9, it talks about how the Lord looks to and fro throughout the whole earth to find one who has a perfect heart to show himself strong on his behalf. God wants to bless us, and he will show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is right with him. Now, what do we do with our heart? In the last broadcast, we talked about how we understand with our heart. We can say things in our heart. We're to ponder the things that God ministers to us in our heart, as Mary did. She kept the sayings that were brought to her in her heart. And you need to keep whatever God's speaking to you in your heart. Don't let it slip. In Romans 6:17, it talks about obeying from the heart. We used to be the servants of sin, but now we are the servants of righteousness, and now we obey from our heart. The Word of God, that's the form of doctrine that's been delivered unto us. Obedience needs to come from the heart, not just going through the motions. When we praise and worship the Lord, it needs to be from our heart to be acceptable to the Lord, and also to see a filling of the Spirit of God in us. Ephesians 5:18-19 says, "Be being filled with the Spirit." How do we do this? Because we are going to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody where? In our heart to the Lord, praise God. It is important that we have our heart set to worship the Lord. Never come into a praise and worship service and just go through the motions. You need to be praising and worshiping God with your whole being, and especially from your heart unto the Lord. What else do we do with our heart? We consider the Word of God with our heart. We keep and do the statutes with our heart. We perceive things with our heart. We serve the Lord with our heart as well as with our soul. The Bible says we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and we lean not to our own understanding. Trust in the Lord with your heart on the inside. As we receive the Word of God, our heart retains the Word of God. We saw in Deuteronomy about how we're to lay up words in our heart. We're to keep the words in the midst of our heart. And we were looking at the conclusion of the broadcast, the last broadcast, Proverbs 15, where it talks about the heart of him that has understanding seeks knowledge. As we get understanding, our heart will be right to seek knowledge. We'll have a tremendous desire to want to know the ways of God, to get the knowledge and the understanding of God. In fact, the heart of the righteous studies to answer. If your heart's really right with God, you'll study to answer to be sure that you speak forth good things. But the Bible says the mouth of the wicked will pour out evil things. Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps. This is important to realize, that a man's heart is going to devise his way. As God is dealing with your heart, it is going to devise the way. Yet remember, the Lord will direct the steps that you take. He directs the specific steps, although what he's placed in your heart is devising your way. Proverbs 16:23, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth, adds learning to his lips. It says about applying thy heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge in Proverbs 23:12. Our heart is going to teach our mouth. And this is something that people got to get a hold of. If you don't learn to teach your mouth from the word in your heart, you are going to be one who probably speaks a bunch of negative things. Get that old foot in the mouth, because you don't teach your mouth what to speak. You need, your heart of the wise teaches his mouth. If you have the word in your heart and you learn to listen to your heart before you go speaking forth things, you will teach your mouth what to speak, so that you will speak things that will be in line with the word of God, will edify and minister to people. We also believe with our heart unto our right standing with God, and then as we speak the word, it will produce salvation. Now, we're going to go further today and talk about the effect of the word in our heart for a little bit. In Jeremiah 15:16, the Bible says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. God's word produces joy and rejoicing in your heart. If you spend time seeking the word, seeking the Lord, it says as the words were found. That's because you're going to spend time. And he says, I did eat them. When he talks about eating, it means they took it in. They took it in and digested it. They took it in and received it. They were meditating on it. They received the word. It was written in their heart, written in their mind. And it says the word that comes into us is the joy and the rejoicing of our heart, especially when we find the truths. And God will open the eyes of our understanding, give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding in his ways. But God's word produces the joy and rejoicing within your heart. You know, you can always keep a joyful attitude, a rejoicing spirit about you if you're paying attention to the word in your heart and you're keeping the word in your heart. So many Christians, they are moved by their circumstances. They lose their joy. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice evermore. You know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you need that. And this comes from the word of God in you. But if you're moved by your circumstances, you're beginning to live from the soulish realm instead of from the inner man, the hidden man of the heart. Remember, the hidden man of the heart is to be renewed daily, and he is to be strengthened with all might in that inner man by the Spirit of God through the Word of God written in you. So the effects of the Word is going to produce a joy and a rejoicing in you, and you should maintain that at all times as your eyes are upon the Lord and upon his Word. In Proverbs 14:33, the Bible says, wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Wisdom rests in the heart of him that has understanding. When you get the understanding of God's word, he takes his wisdom and it is imparted. Wisdom is imparted into our heart when we get the understanding of God's word. And we need wisdom. Wisdom is going to help us, of course, to make right decisions and to see the broad picture of what's going on in life and to know exactly what to do. We need wisdom in every decision that we make in our life. And this is because of the word that is in your heart. God imparts this wisdom to you through the word in your heart as the understanding has come forth. In Psalms 119:11, the Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in mine heart. Are you getting God's word in your heart? You should hide it in your heart. Keep it there. And what will be the result? You won't sin against the Lord. You won't miss the mark. That's what the word sin means. If the word's in your heart, and you're walking according to it, you will not sin against the Lord. You say, well, why do people sin? Because they let the word be taken out of their heart, and they don't do what's from the word in their heart. They just walk in the ways after the soulish realm. They have a soul realm directed life instead of a life directed by the word of God from their heart. Remember, God's looking on our heart. That's where the thoughts, the intentions, the plans, the reasonings are coming forth that are directing. That's the motivation from within in that hidden man of the heart on the inside of you. Now, God is taking his word, and he's bringing it into your heart. Proverbs 2:10, wisdom enters your heart, knowledge is pleasant to your soul, talks about. And he talks about getting this word on the table of your heart. Proverbs 3:3, write them, talking about the word, upon the table of thine heart. God is taking his word and writing it in your heart. And this is so important for you to understand. Hebrews 8:10 says this, this is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. Here he's talking about the word in our mind and the word in our heart. And he says, I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. In Hebrews 10:16, it says similar, but kind of the opposite, the reverse. It says, this is the covenant that I'll make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. If you look at Hebrews 8:10 and 10:16 together, he says he's going to take his word and write it and put it in our heart and write it and put it in our mind in order for him to be a God to us and for us to be one of his people. You see, you got to have the word. It's written in two places, in your heart and in your mind, so that you will choose God's ways. The word in the heart produces faith. The word in the mind produces hope. And this is the more sure word of prophecy. This is the word, the epistle of God, written in our hearts. The word of God, by the Spirit of the living God, he's writing it in our hearts, not in tables of stone anymore, but in the fleshy tables of the heart. And that word is going to produce the understanding, the wisdom, and the joy, and we're going to walk in line with it and bring forth fruit in our life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the word of God.